Folks, I've started a Kickstarter and I would love your support, and we have less than a week to make this happen. So what you're about to hear is audio of my Kickstarter video as a podcast, because I want to reach you, my podcast listeners who have been with me through thick and thin. If you want to see the video and actually see me talk to you, just visit the Kickstarter page where you could see this entire video. All you got to do is go to Kickstarter and in the search engine type Star Wars Script Rescuers. Now, of course, in the video, there's titles, so things are going to seem a bit mashed together here with audio. I almost considered reading the titles to you, but I don't know. That was going to seem a little over the top. But nonetheless, here's the audio for my Kickstarter campaign, which is titled Star Wars Script Rescuers, and I'm really counting on you to help me spread the word to see if we can make this amazing campaign happen.
You've probably heard about one of George Lucas's early drafts of the Star Wars screenplays that features vastly different characters and storylines that differ greatly from the 1977 film that we all fell in love with. And you know, finding one of those verified drafts to read is difficult to do, but guess what? I found one, and I figured out a way to share it with you all. But the clock is ticking, and we've got to act fast to rescue that screenplay. Howdy, I'm Jeff Goldsmith, the publisher of Backstory Magazine and the host of the Q&A with Jeff Goldsmith podcast in Spotify and iTunes. And like most geeks, I was sitting around looking at the prop store's amazing memorabilia auction that's going to end in the end of August. And then I came across Lot 669, entitled Second Draft, Adventures of the Starkiller. And I realized this is one of those amazing early George Lucas screenplays that are so difficult to find, especially if you're going to find a verified, accurate source. And you know, the lesson that's so important about these drafts is that, as I said earlier, everything is different in them, but it's still familiar in the sense that you know what it is. In this draft, of course, Luke Starkiller took a little while to become the Luke Skywalker that we all know and love. And that's why I've always been so inspired by the concept of these early drafts, in which George Lucas, he wasn't just content with his story, he kept developing it. He kept kicking the tires. And to me, that's something that should inspire every creator and every screenwriter out there. But the problem is, if you want to go back and study one of these drafts from a verified source, it's not always so easy to do so. And that's one of the problems that this auction actually solves. Now, of course, these early drafts have been described in the Making of Star Wars book, and of course, Star Wars, the annotated screenplays, which is absolutely amazing, but it's only described. You can't read an entire draft. So I figured this is exactly what I've been looking for, because in this auction, we know that it's coming from concept artist Colin Cantwell. That's who's selling it. And he designed some of the vehicles and spaceships that appear in Star Wars. So finally, I have my verified draft. So I figured I'm gonna splurge, and then I see the listing price. It's estimated to sell between $10,000 and $15,000. And I was completely dismayed, my heart sank. This thing is just gonna be mothballed and sit on a shelf in a private collection somewhere, and that's a shame. But it doesn't have to be, because that's when I realized, what if we got a bunch of fans from around the world together and rescued it? So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna buy the darn thing. We're gonna raise enough money so that we are the highest bidder. And then I'm gonna have it professionally photographed so that every single one of the 115 pages are in high resolution. You could see the yellowing on the paper. You could see every single wrinkle on the page. And then I'm gonna take that file and I'm gonna put it online for everyone. Regardless of whether or not you participated in the Kickstarter, it's gonna be available for every Star Wars fan in the world that wants to read it, to read it. Because that's what fans do. We help each other out. Don't worry, I'm not going to stick this on a shelf and mothball it either. You, the Kickstarter backers, are going to figure out where it's going to go. In the words of a very different George Lucas character, this belongs in a museum. And that's exactly where it's going to go. You're going to get to vote as a Kickstarter backer whether this goes to the Lucas Museum of Narrative Arts, the Writers Guild Foundation Library and Museum in the bottom of the Writers Guild of America building, or the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences new museum. It's gonna go one of those three places, and you're gonna vote on it. Now, I know what you're thinking. What if the dark side wins and we lose the auction? It's a distinct possibility. We're going to set a limit that I think is attainable that will give us a high bid, but we're gonna actually need to raise more money than that limit so that by the time the auction happens, I could put in the highest bid possible, less all the costs of this event, which include the Kickstarter fees, the fees from the auction, California sales tax, and of course the archiving and hosting online process. I really have no idea what this is all gonna cost, because at the end of the day, it's a live event, it is an auction. I just feel if we raise more than our projected Kickstarter cost, we have a better chance of putting in a higher bid and winning the auction. But even if we do, there's still a chance that we're gonna lose the auction. So I put in a kill switch. I am ending the Kickstarter the day after the auction actually ends. So if I verified that we lost the auction, I'm actually just going to cancel our Kickstarter and no one's credit card will be charged. And that's the end of it. We're all gonna just walk away knowing that we tried as best as we could. But if we're able to pull together, if we're able to raise enough money to win this thing, we're then just gonna kick back and we're gonna watch as our Kickstarter clock counts down to zero, knowing that we have this free and clear. And finally, if we're lucky enough to win this auction, I'm gonna take the name of every single Kickstarter backer and I'm gonna list it in the back of the screenplay so that you'll be recognized for helping rescue this historical document. And that's the pitch, kids. I hope you'll use the Force to check back here for updates and for further details about how this is all gonna work. And more importantly, please tell your Star Wars friends to take a look as well.
Of course, the fastest way to find us is to go to Kickstarter.com and use the search function to type in Star Wars Script Rescuers.
Thanks for helping us out.